Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
It's only now it becomes apparent that it was all Shockwave's fault.
Paul as Shockwave.
Because she was giving it to me. Most powerful thing I've ever felt.
Scott as Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. I'm gonna wind it back a little bit from last session, because that little bit I gave you right at the end was just awful. So, yeah, and you know, you're standing in the aftermath of this attack of this on the CCCP headquarters. Mm-hmm. This is sort of out the front of the building where you weren't fighting. There's small spot fires littering the road, where Murdoch has obviously doused the area in flame, and anything that seems to have been easily ignitable is combusted, and is most of it still burning. The damage to the CCCP headquarters roof, though quite extensive, doesn't seem to be particularly threatening the stability of the building. So it doesn't seem to have, you know, it hasn't taken out any of the roof supports or anything. The slag remains of Nazi troopers and that huge, great, what they're calling death spheres, litter the road, with the exception of the one, which is heavily damaged and fire-tarnished. But Stratus was able to prevent it completely immolating by dousing it with ice. And in the background, you can hear the sounds of approaching Echo sirens. And as you sort of look around, Red Savior has sort of a wolfish grin spread across her face. She has obviously quite enjoyed herself. Untermunch is just surveying the scene in sort of a quite a cold, battle-hardened way. Faelie sort of sheathes a blade, goes and stands with Red Savior. And that sort of normal serenity she has seems to remain completely intact even after this mad chaos. And Chug is stood in the middle of it with two pools of molten metal around his feet. If you remember, he'd literally ripped one of the troopers in half, looking, as best you can tell from his rather strange features, quite confused and maybe even distressed. And the newest member of the team, Murdoch, is sort of slumped against one of the walls, you know, gasping for breath. He looks quite tired, ashen-faced, and you think he obviously clearly hasn't recovered from that gut wound that he was, you know, he was recovering from. And as Echo arrive, once all the hard work is done, you know, Red Savior just sort of takes over even the Echo people, you know, sort of giving orders to her team, yourselves, Echo, just bossing the Echo people around. You know, as they pull up, she's like, you'd take evidence, yes. But CCCP keeps some for research. Says, Chuggy, you take that one, she says, pointing at the intact armour.
Yeah.
you may have rest. She just sort of waves at the stuff. And then maybe only a minute or two after them arrive a couple of press vans as well. And she leaps on them with the same sort of gusto that she leaped to take over the Echo contingent. And, you know, as the cameras come on and everything, she sort of, she preens herself. She's obviously used to talking to the media to some extent. And she says, members of CCCP have dealt with problem, she says with a big sweeping hand gesture. We and our friends Deco deal with aftermath, she says. You see what eight sturdy workers of CCCP can do. Think what we can do when